It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor, I'm glad we're together again. That was a piece of string I was doing this with when I came to see it today. This was a piece of string that was on a package that came to our home. I just didn't want to throw it away. Started thinking about something that my uncle taught me a long time ago. Pretty designs that you can make with string. Some people call that a cat's cradle. You could ask people in your family what kinds of things they do with a string. Oh, look at this. This was something else I remember. Sort of like a magic trick. Disappears. Mm-hmm. And this. See if I remember how you'd... Yeah, my uncle taught me that too. There's so much to wonder about, isn't there, in this world? Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? There are all kinds of wonderful things. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? There are all kinds of marvelous things. You can ask a lot of questions about the world and your place in it. You can ask about people's feelings. You can learn, the sky's the limit. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know when you wonder, you're learning? Did you know when you marvel, you're learning about all kinds of wonderful, all kinds of marvelous, marvelously wonderful things? Oh, that's the telephone. Wonderful things. Hello. Hi, Jane. Yes, almost ready to come. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, we'll be over in just a little bit. Yes, I want to tell my neighbor first. All righty. Bye-bye. That's Jane Henshaw. She's a woman who works at the dairy farm in our neighborhood. Takes care of cows and all kinds of products there. And I thought we'd just go over there today and see some of the cows and see where people get milk to drink. Come along to the neighborhood dairy farm. So here we are at the dairy farm. I'd like you to meet Jane. She's right over there. Jane, is it all right if I come in?
Oh, come on in.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Hi, Fred. Jane.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Jane Henshaw. I hear the cows going moo.
Oh, they are being noisy today.
I don't think I've ever been around so many cows, at least this close.
Cows are very gentle. They wouldn't hurt you.
They wouldn't?
No.
Moo. Think I could try to...
Well, sometimes they're a little bit shy.
Are you too shy to come to me? Too shy? Pretty shy.
A little bit shy today.
They're awful big, too.
Oh, cows are very gentle.
You mean they won't bite?
Oh, no, they only have teeth on the bottom. They have no teeth on top like you and I have.
Just here?
Uh-huh.
Well, what kinds of things do they eat? They use their teeth to eat, don't they?
Oh, sure. They eat hay, corn, oats, and wheat, and they eat ground-up corn, which is called silage. And they also eat grass out in the pasture.
Do they like it out here?
They love it outside.
Oh, I bet they do.
You might notice that the brown ones are Golden Guernsey cows. They give very rich milk. And the black ones are called Holsteins.
Mm-hmm. Some are brown and white, and some are black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Guernsey and Holstein. Do they like to be milked?
I don't think they mind at all.
Well, maybe we could go see them
Well, let's
getting
do
milk,
that right okay? here in the barn. We'll
all
go
right.
this way.
Come along. Hi.
Well, they are shy. This room's called the milking parlor, and this is where we milk our cows.
Milking parlor. Oh, hi.
Fred, I'd like you to meet Ann Bauer. She's our herdswoman.
Glad to meet you, Ann.
Hello, Fred.
Well, herdswoman. Is that the woman who takes care of the herd of cows, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Would you show me how you actually milk the cow?
Sure. I've just washed this cow's udder and have it all clean.
Mm-hmm.
And now I put the milker on.
And this is called the milker.
Yeah, this is the milking claw.
Does that hurt?
No.
Can you put that on?
It's just a gentle sucking. Feels like someone's squeezing their hand. Squeezing it with their hand.
You mean like this?
Yeah. Hmm. That's just the way it is.
Oh, and it's already coming in.
Sure.
Well, now this isn't part of the cow, is it?
No, this is a jar that holds the milk when it comes out of the cow.
Oh my, look at it filling up there. Now, how far does this go up?
She'll milk to about here.
To about here.
Yeah.
And how long does that take?
That'll take about 4 to 6 minutes.
I see. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And down here I have one that's just done.
Oh.
She's completed milking.
Well, if that's finished, then where does that milk go?
This goes into a holding tank in the milk room. You shut one valve off here, put this one on. Comes out the bottom, goes into the glass tube up there.
I see.
And that goes out into the holding tank in the milk room.
Oh, could we see that?
Yes. Jane will show that to you.
Oh, good. Gonna see the milk room?
We'll just go right up this way, Fred.
Thank you very much, Ann.
Yeah, thank you.
See you.
Bye-bye.
In here, we have a stainless steel refrigerator.
This is a refrigerator?
Yes, it is. This keeps the milk cold in here.
And why does it need to do that? Just to hold it?
We need to keep it cold and hold the milk till we're ready to homogenize and pasteurize it over in the plant.
Uh-huh.
And then the next step would be to fill the bottles.
Oh, could we see that?
Oh, sure.
Good.
This is one of our bottling machines. The milk comes through these pipes into a large tank. Then it's measured out 1 gallon at a time into bottles that can be used again.
This whole thing must cost a lot of money, Jane.
Oh, it does. Equipment is very expensive.
The machine fills them up so fast?
It sure does. Now when they're filled, they have the caps put on.
Well, that's fun to watch. What's the water for?
That keeps the bottles clean.
Sort of gives them a shower, huh?
Uh-huh. Now Kevin puts the bottles into the carton and sends them into a room that keeps everything cold. Why don't we go take a look at that?
Okay.
This is the cooler where we keep all the products.
The cooler?
The cooler. It's very cold in here.
It does feel cold. Come on, look at all this milk. Wait a second, Jane. I'd like to show my friend something. Look at this. It's so cold in here that you can see your breath. Did you ever do that in the winter time when it was really cold outside? You go. Now, then where do you take the milk after this?
The products go out here outside this door and we load the trucks then.
Can we see that?
Sure.
Good.
This is our loading dock where we load all the trucks.
Oh, look at all this
milk. Here's Tom loading his truck.
How do you do?
Hi.
He's putting milk on, but I see other things in there too.
Yes, we carry many products here. We have eggs, butter, orange juice, cottage cheese, sour cream.
What a business you have. And you have lots of trucks and a lot of machinery, a lot of cows.
When you own your own business, it's very expensive, all those items.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it's very pleasing also.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad you could come today.
Thanks, Jane.
Do you know I have to go back and get my clipboard? I left it at the milking parlor this morning.
Well,
I
thanks
forgot
for
all
helping
about
me.
It. It was nice seeing you,
good
Fred.
Good to see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I like to go to interesting places like that. Weren't those cows beautiful? Do you know why a cow has milk? Well, it's because she had a baby calf. And when she feeds the calf, she has more milk than she needs, and she can give it for people to use. Let's have some make-believe now. We've been make-believing that the weather has been hot in the pretend neighborhood. And King Friday has decided that the best way to spend the neighborhood's extra money is to build a swimming pool. What do you think a make-believe swimming pool would look like? Well, let's just think about that now. Neighborhood of make-believe, trolley. This way.
Remember the pickles, Anna?
They're here.
And the bread?
Yes.
Well, I'll just get the milk and put it in the thermos.
When will Daddy be home from work?
Oh, he should have been here by now. Perhaps he's been delayed.
I hope he comes soon.
Hi, Anna.
Where are you going in such a hurry, Lady Aberlin?
This message says that King Friday needs me here to see about a swimming pool.
Oh, yes. We're going to have a swimming pool right here in the neighborhood.
We are? Right now?
Well, this suit. It's for the beach, Lady Aberlin. I'm going to the beach with my daddy just as soon as he comes home from work.
Oh, we'll have a wonderful time, Anna.
I will, just as soon as Daddy gets home.
I hope that's soon.
Me too. Bye.
Fine, and yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lady Lane, I didn't see you.
What's your hurry on this hot day?
What do you know about a swimming pool?
What's to know? It's a pool that people swim in.
I mean, here, in the neighborhood.
What time is it?
5 minutes till the hour.
Then you've got plenty of time before the survey's completed.
The survey?
Listen, Toots, you don't just dig a hole and call it a pool. It takes a lot of work. You can see they're starting.
I'd better be going.
I'm too busy working to go. Report on your findings, will you?
Sure will.
Okay.
Pardon me.
Hello, I'm Ellen Paterson from Paterson's Pools.
Lady Aberlin, Betty Aberlin of the neighborhood of make-believe.
Very pleased to meet you. Very pleased indeed. This must be the place for the pool.
Oh, I'm not sure. You see, I just found out about all this myself.
Well, King Friday called yesterday and said that due to a surplus of money, he thought a cool pool was in order for this hot neighborhood.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
As soon as my associate shows up, we'll get started.
Yoo-hoo! Lady Aberlina!
Oh!
Hi.
Ellen Paterson, I'd like you to meet X the Owl. X, Ellen Paterson.
Oh, how do you do?
Paterson Pools, at your service.
Well, I guess so. When do you start your work?
Any second now. I'm waiting for my partner.
Well, do you mind if I watch? I mean, there's a chapter in my new OCS course on money that has to do with work.
Money has a lot to do with work.
Because?
Because most people get paid money when they work.
Oh, like you?
Uh-huh.
Well, what if you work and don't get paid money?
Then you get paid in other ways, like food to eat, or a place to sleep, or even a good feeling about it.
Lady Aberlin, Miss Paterson, come to the castle garden, please.
That's us.
We have to go.
Oh, well, I'll see you later then.
Bye-bye, Ed.
Glad to meet you. Bye.
Oh, here they come. Ms. Paterson, Niece Aberlin, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Uncle Friday.
I received that package down there from your company, Ellen, just now.
Oh, may I open it?
Yes, please, yes. Reveal the picture of the proposed pool. Mm. Oh, my, it's elaborate. Oh, you have two fountains in that swimming pool. Very elaborate there. Yes.
It's just a suggestion, Your Majesty. You might want just one.
Yes, just one fountain.
Oh, Uncle Friday, it surely is fancy.
Yes, how much money will it cost, Ellen?
Allow me, sire, to first survey the property. Then I'll be able to tell you.
Yes, very good.
He should be here by now.
Me, you mean?
Oh.
There you are.
Beaver. A beaver, I presume?
Yes, Your Majesty. Boss?
Yeah. Lady Aberlin.
My pleasure. Beaver O'Day's the name.
Yeah. Let's move out. We've got work to do.
Right you are.
Oh, they're going right ahead with their surveying then. Excellent, aren't they?
Left, left, right, right. That's got it.
My, they are quick.
Left.
Looks to me as though they've done this many times, Uncle Frank.
Yes.
That's good.
Job's done. What's next?
Hold on a second, Beaver. We've got to make some calculations. With tile around the edges and two fountains, the royal swimming pool should cost exactly $4,500.
I had planned on its costing less.
What about with only one fountain?
One fountain? Oh.
That would make it 4,000.
But we have only 3,000.
Well, Your Majesty, looks like you have a problem.
A big problem.
A pool problem.
Why don't you call me King Friday when you decide what you want to do?
Yes, I'd like that. I must give this issue some thought. Yes.
Come on, Beaver.
So long, Your Majesty. Lady Aberlin.
Farewell, Beaver. Yes.
Ooh. Watching them work made me feel hot.
Yes, and I was so looking forward to that pool.
I wonder if there's anything we can do to help.
In what way, Niece Aberlin?
Well, I was thinking. Part of building a pool is digging a very large hole.
I failed to see the point.
Well, what if we dug the hole? That would save money, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would. I so declare that everyone in the kingdom help dig the hole for the neighborhood swimming pool.
Oh, wait a minute, Uncle Friday. We have to ask people first whether they want to.
Very well, but be quick about it. It's an excellent idea you have, Lady Evelyn.
Thank you. Yes. Farewell.
Yes, ask, yes.
Your father's a doctor. He cannot leave people when they need him.
But I needed him, too.
I know, dear, and I am sorry, but why don't you and I have a picnic right here, right now?
Maybe later, Mother. Thanks anyway.
All right. Well, I'll be inside working when you're ready.
Everybody's always working. I guess I have to work on my disappointment. I did want to go to the beach with Daddy.
X says yes, Corny says yes. Anna, will you say yes to helping us dig the hole for the swimming pool? It'll save us money.
I'm too little.
But everyone can help, each in our own way. You and I, everybody.
Well, don't ask Daddy. He's too busy working all the time. He could never help.
Ah. You mean you aren't going to the beach today?
Mama says some other day, maybe, when Daddy can come. But he's always working.
Well, when your dad is helping other people instead of helping you, that can feel pretty unfair.
I want him here.
If he could be here, he would be, Anna. Your father cares for you very much. That's why he works so hard. Because he cares for you. And I care for you, too.
You do?
Sure I do. Now, let's think of something else we could do instead of going to the beach.
Like what?
Like, how's about digging our own beach right here in this neighborhood? The swimming pool, remember? We really need your help.
I do have a shovel and the bucket.
Oh, I'll report to Uncle Friday and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yes, this is my pool proposal, that we dig the hole for the pool, you provide the parts, and finish the job. Now, how much would that cost? 3,000? Excellent. That's just what we can afford. Thank you, Ellen. Yes, we have our own tools. Yes, I'll see you soon. Farewell.
Hooray! Oh, we did it, Uncle Fry.
Well, not exactly. When the pool is completed, we can say it then.
Oh, I can hardly wait to start. Nothing like good hard work to make you feel healthy.
I, of course, shall perform in a supervisory capacity.
Of course. Yeah. Now, I'll check with Corny about the tools. Mm. He said he had plenty of them. I trust they're the right kind. Do you know that Anna Platypus is going to help us dig?
Platypuses are excellent diggers. She should do very well. It will be a true community effort.
Indeed.
Trolley, yes.
Big day tomorrow, Trolley. Be sure to bring your shovel.
Yes, Trolley.
Well, there may be a way to get the pool after all, if people can do some of the work themselves and they don't have to pay somebody else to do it. Of course, things don't always turn out to be just the way we plan. But we'll make believe about that another day. Here you are, fish. I want to show you something that I learned how to do with empty milk cartons. Now, these are clean. Yes, they don't have any milk in them, and they've been washed. Just put them together like this. And that can be a building block. Yeah, you could put some bean bags in it to make it heavier. Do the same thing with a quart bottle. Get a grown-up to help you. See, that's another size of a building block. And here's a small one. Do it with small ones. Sometimes when you go to a store, you see a toy or something that you really would like to have, but you just may not be able to have it. See, many things that children want cost more money than their moms or dads can spend. When that happens to you, maybe you could find things like empty milk cartons and then think of ways to make something from them. It can give you a very good feeling to think up your own toys. Your very own toys. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye.